beloved ones of the sacred fire of God's love, I come to speak my heart to you and to give you my heart, if you care to accept it. Out of the great cosmic realms of space, there come forth constantly to mankind those great flames of the love of God's heart, with which mankind may do anything if they will but consciously understand what is being offered and reach up and use that which must come into physical action in the physical world. Long, long, long has mankind gone on in the determined use of the free will to generate discord in God's universe. And soon the hand of eternal justice and balance shall close the door of memory upon mankind's misuse of God's love. The intrusion upon the forces of nature by the destructive qualities in mankind has almost come to the breaking point. And we, in the cosmic outpouring which it is our privilege to give, are standing guard to pour forth through as many physical bodies as possible into the physical world these flames of love which are directed from great cosmic activities of the life of the universe. I wish to impress upon your memory tonight the necessity for the individual to hold the attention of the outer self upon the source of love, and to remember as frequently as you can in the intellect that every quality of perfection you desire to use in the outer self is some more or less intensity of that love. The great master of victory has, through the use of the love flame of his life stream from the central sun, so intensified the quality of his love that victory on every hand has been the momentum he has drawn forth into outer use through the physical world's experiences. The mighty Saint Germain has drawn forth through his constant use of love the quality of freedom in the physical world. The mighty Hercules, in his flame's constant expansion of its love, has drawn forth the great momentum of strength that is now his cosmic power. And so, with the goddess of justice, the thing she has concentrated her love upon in the physical octave through her experiences of the centuries has built the momentum of divine justice and balance in all consciousness, in substance, and in energy. And so may you, each of you, in whatever thing you desire to accomplish, you may bring forth into the outer action of the outer self and into the physical atmosphere of earth whatever intensity of any quality you desire. But if that quality be constructive, it must come forth by love. Therefore, those of you who are interested in music, to you I would say, if you choose to draw the momentum of the power of the sacred fire, of the great cosmic I Am Miracle music of the spheres, as you have termed it here, then call that forth and demand From your mighty I am present and your higher mental body, its most concentrated action of the great God love from the central sun that manifests as music. And if you choose to draw that kind of music, which is qualified especially with healing, then I would specify that the momentum of your music be the power and love of the healing flame from the central sun, the healing of love. I wish you to understand this very clearly tonight, because we are anchoring within the physical structure of Earth the intensifying, forgiving love that must come if mankind are to be free. Therefore, if you choose to draw forth a tremendous momentum of forgiveness and obedience, I would start with the power of the love flame from the central sun that is so great it can forgive everything. And as you draw forth the obedience that brings your cosmic mastery through love alone, within which is contained wisdom and power, then if you demand the great love flame that brings a cosmic momentum of the ascended master's obedience and full mastery and perfect victorious control of the outer self to sweep everywhere in the physical octave, then will your own momentum of that particular flame grow greater and greater and greater and become the keynote, so to speak, of your outer self's activity in whatever you choose to accomplish. Now, I hope before I leave you tonight, because I am present, far closer than you know, and as reality can ever be, I can come as close to you as you want me. And that is at all times. For I can, on an instant's notice, project the star of flame of my love from the secret love star within which I abide. My star of flame is the love of my life, and that flame can go forth anywhere on the instant, and anywhere hold command and produce the perfection desired. Tonight, I trust I may make clear to you how it is easy to forgive even that which seems the most vicious. In the great cosmic scheme of the balancing of life's activities everywhere, there is that action of the cosmic law that tries to hold balance in whatever manifestations come into outer action. And sometimes when you see an individual doing frightful wrong, and the injustice or the viciousness seems so great, could you, from the inner angle, as we see life, observe what the other half of that life ray is trying to accomplish to help hold the balance on the side of light as someone does something wrong that takes them into the shadows? You would see wherever there seems to be great wrong, you would see also the effort of the cosmic law to offset that by some great balancing force of light. And the love of the sacred fire. Therefore, it should not be so difficult to forgive wrong. Could you see, as we do sometimes, the other half of a life stream where the personality of one life flame is going into the degradation of destruction, and the other half, an ascended master of transcendent power and love and perfection, constantly pouring the love around that life stream to prevent its second death. You could not hate, my dear ones, longer. You could not fail to forgive longer. When you see the great powers of life that have reached such transcendent height of purity and perfection and such love as mankind yet cannot comprehend, pouring and pouring and pouring through aeons of time, its great love flame to a part of itself struggling in the shadows of miscreation. You could not hate the miscreation. You could but encircle it in the blue flame that holds it from further expansion and continues to close in until it dissolves the wrong and awakening that outer self to the fullness of its responsibility to life, stirs again the latent desire within the heart flame to fulfill God's divine plan through love. And my dear ones, sometimes when you're much out of patience with the outer self of an individual, and if you were on the precipice of stepping into the shadows for only God knows how long, were you in that individual's place? I am quite sure at the instant when you might fail, if just one flame or one vibration of love and kindness came to protect you and turn you onto the pathway of light and prevent that other experience, I am sure you would not withhold your loving forgiveness from any life stream ever again. Now, that does not mean that you should allow viciousness or anything of the kind to prevent your success or stir up discord in your world. But you can govern your feeling of hate and irritation or criticism and condemnation of a life stream whose efforts you have not seen in the past and do not know even from present appearances whether they are producing what you think they are or not. And one further reason why I'm reminding you of this great forgiveness of God's love, that those of you who are calling for the ascension, those of you who have once faced that presence and know its reality and have called to us, should remember, you cannot take into our octave unkindness or hard feelings against any part of God's life, no matter how that life may be functioning. If you expect your ascension, then you must forgive unconditionally. It may not seem easy, but if you will call, as the beloved Mary told you the other night, when you think you cannot love enough to forgive a condition, if you will call the flame of our love and our forgiveness into a condition so that it changes it, then you have blessed it with our perfection, and you have raised it nearer the fulfillment of the divine plan. And your very willingness to do that is a form of love. So when you do not feel that you can be kindly to an individual or a condition enough to change it into perfection, then call for our love and our forgiveness that is so great that there is nothing it would not change into perfection when it is applied. But there are certain demands of the cosmic law that are not permitted to come into outer action from our optic, else we would long ago have removed from the earth the distress and the cause of what mankind have struggled under during centuries past. You must know that when great destructive activities have been allowed to remain through the centuries, that unless it were mankind's responsibility to call for their removal from the earth, we, under the action of the cosmic law, we whose love is so much greater than you can understand tonight, would have long ago consumed that from the universe and not allowed mankind to go on in distress and limitation when love alone is the law of the universe. You must know that there is some responsibility upon mankind to make the call from the physical octave that they alone have to do before the cosmic law can act to remove the cause of their own distress. There are certain concentrated streams of destructive activities throughout the world that have grown to certain proportions. But mankind, having generated it, must make the call for our love to forgive and consume it in order for the balance to be made back to life by which the cosmic law can prevent its further existence in the future. That is why when you understand the necessity for forgiveness, the necessity for obedience, you will know that forgiveness depends on love. You will know obedience depends on love. You will know mastery and self-control depend on the love from your presence and from our octave. The secret love star is the focus of one of its most intense activities and service to this system of world. When you realize that the great secret love star is the focus by the great beings who govern its activities of their cosmic love and that activity of its sacred fire through the centuries, and that for millions of years has been intensifying its power of the sacred fire, and that is provided by life for you to call into outer action to correct the conditions you cannot correct yourselves, do you not see how greatly mankind require this knowledge of the I Am present which the mighty beloved Saint Germain has given? Do you not see how mankind must have it before they can be free? Divine love has been preached to mankind all through the centuries. It has been taught as the law of life. Your activity of the golden rule has been presented age upon age upon age to mankind. But they are not free. And they cannot be free without this knowledge of the I Am. Else they would have been free centuries agone. But now that you know of our existence, now that you know by your call to us, to your presence first and then to us, for the intensity of our flame of love, from the secret love star to go into a condition and raising it within itself, consume all that is wrong. Do you not see how we have placed within your hands the scepter of our cosmic power, by which you not only can govern your own world and help yourselves to be free, but you can draw cosmic powers through your conscious call into the physical octave of Earth to correct conditions that cannot be corrected any other way. We can release the power, but the responsibility of the use of that power is yours. Do you not see how much it is like a person who is not very strong physically being able to, through the direction of electrical power, turn a switch here or a switch there and release illumination or power or heat or whatever is required to do things in the physical octave that you cannot do as yet through the physical form? When you see some of your mechanical apparatus, your gigantic cranes that lift great weight and transport things to another location, that power to do that can be released by a slender, small individual, even a child can pull the switch and release the power that does the thing. But that power is not within the body of the child. Do you not see, men, when we ask you to use the flame of our love and the power and draw the miracles and manifestations from the secret love star into your physical octave and into conditions that are distressing you and your brother man? Do you not see how you have at your command power far greater than all mankind put together could use through the physical form? Once you know of this, then it becomes your responsibility and your duty to use it. And if you do not use it, then you come under the law of the outer world's experiences. The I Am student, under Saint Germain's direction, do not need to stay longer in these conditions. If they will understand this law of love that we have reminded you of repeatedly. You see, precious ones, it will soon be 15 years since the mighty Saint Germain dictated the first I Am discourses. And in the very beginning, he said, we give you the use of our ascended master consciousness. And you may use that without any limit to do anything you desire. Now, what is the difference between that and if some member of your family or your friend says, here, I'll give you my automobile to use, and you can go where you please and have a good time and come back when you please? What is the difference? You take the automobile if you desire to go somewhere else. You enjoy it and you use it. You can have the same activity and intensity of our love to do what your love is not yet great enough to do through the outer self. And I might know you for the next aeon of time, and I would still talk to you on our love. If I weary you, I can receive. But I will never talk to you about anything but the power of our love and the victory of its momentum that can produce any manifestation when that momentum becomes great enough. And you cannot have perfection without it. You cannot have protection without it. And you cannot have your ascension without it. We are face to face tonight with the inevitable action of the cosmic law, of which I am a certain authority to the earth. You may rail and rebel all you please. You may defy and become irritated and Argue and criticize and condemn all you please, but one day you will take that back in your bodies as pain. Until you know this law of love and obey it and become the master authority of life's victory by its presence. There is no mastery without it. There is no freedom without it. And a world that is hoping to maintain peace cannot hold that peace without our love, because mankind's love is not yet great enough in the physical octave to hold the balance and the protection against the forces mankind themselves have generated. You may sleep in your own desires. You may sleep in the words of the Master, but one day your pain becomes great enough, you will welcome our love. You will be glad to use our love to solve every problem. You will want to know the power and the way and the means by which we can change the conditions of distress into the peace of love. You may battle each other all you please, but one day every bit of irritation and battle will come back into your body as pain. And if pain appears, if you are wise and understand what we mean, you will say, then I am the door of forgiveness. I'm the great flame of love that changes the pain into eternal peace and returns to life of the universe around me the blessing of eternal happiness that the divine plan contains. You will have to do it sometime, and the sooner you do it, the happier you'll be. The mighty Master Jesus said, when the first explanation of the secret love star was given, he said, see persons, places, or conditions caught up, as it were, within the flame of that love star till all became the perfection of itself. Why did he say to the people during the time of his ministry, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world? If it were not possible for him to give help and his love all down through the centuries to mankind when distress became great, why would he have said that? If tonight I can impress upon you the necessity of, first of all, calling our great momentum and flame of the love of the sacred fire in the power that produces our forgiveness everywhere, in the power of our love that produces mastery and self-control, in the love that loves to give obedience to the great law of perfection, then I shall not have come in vain. And the radiance from the inner standpoint that is being spread over this city tonight is entering into the life streams of the people here. And while to some appearances they may seem not to accept it, who of you can tell me tonight, as I stand within the city and am pouring my flame to life everywhere, who of you can tell me how much the higher mental body of each life stream is anchoring my flame of love within the outer self's personal consciousness until the victory of fulfilling the divine plan is attained? Who of you can tell me how much I can do through my love? Who of all mankind, with all their boasted knowledge, with all their so-called scientific development, who of them knows aught of love? I mean our love. which is the great creative power of the sacred fire from the central sun. Who of mankind can redeem nature or govern the powers of the storm or the earthquake? But our love can. It would be well if all thought more deeply on what I am saying tonight. And the more you can think on what I say, and the more you can absorb the flame of the love I give, the greater will your own momentum of that love from your higher mental body take its dominion and reveal its mastery through your outer selves, these outer forms, through your minds, through your affairs, through your nation, and throughout the world. There is no victory anywhere without our love. Mankind in the unascended state do not love intensely enough with that pure divine balance and obedience to the law of harmony to draw the power necessary to offset their own miscreation. As the messenger said to you early in the evening, hate and fear are synonymous, and love is the only neutralizer of both. The world needs naught but our flame of forgiving love and the loving, happy obedience that enables the momentum to increase with such speed that every ascended master quality you desire to use in the physical octave builds to the point of magnificent accomplishment and manifestation by the power of the love that is placed behind it and moves forward the manifestation you desire. You may know me for eternity, and I will only speak to you on our love. All else is shadow. Could you hear, as we do, the great music of the spheres in the electronic belt around the physical sun, from those great temples of beauty and harmony and music and perfection and power indescribable to mankind? And you know all of that is the manifestation of love behind every quality and every special activity of perfection that is there. It has manifested by love alone, and the beauty and the power of the sound of that music can never come except through love. Mankind have disordered God's world, but love from our octave and the activities of its sacred fire flooding into the physical world can purify, illumine again, and set into divine order that which mankind cannot yet do alone. Great is your opportunity, beloved ones. Why are you, out of all mankind, receiving this tonight? Because you have sincerely sought and called the presence into action in the physical octave of your own free will. May I say something to you all tonight regarding the expansion of Saint Germain's activities of the I Am? If people do not come of their own free will to accept this light and greater perfection and happiness we offer, then it is but a temporary thing. And do not be disturbed if they seem to pass it by. If you become the fulfillment of the law in the physical octave, and you become the manifestation of the perfection of blessings and powers of our love which you draw into action through yourselves and around yourselves. And you stand before the world, our obedience to the law, your very radiation alone will carry to mankind the conviction of the truth of the words you speak. So, beloved ones, tonight, try to understand how great should be mankind's gratitude that life has provided the secret love star to watch the activities of the people of earth and intensify the power of the love of the sacred fire to dissolve the shadows and keep on dissolving them till only the light appears. God's love and patience have been very great through the centuries to allow mankind to go on in the use of their free will and darken the planet that was once the fullness. Darken it by the discord of the feelings of hate and fear. The patience of the present and the ascended host and the cosmic law is infinite. But you are awake, or should be. I'm speaking mentally as well as physically. You are at least aware of the fact that there is a secret love star. You are aware of my presence as one who has sought to help you and come from that secret love star to give you what comes only from there. Out of all mankind, you are but a handful, and yet were each of you determined to use my flame of love to its fullness and demand the manifestations and miracles and victories from the secret love star to possess the physical world, you alone in this room would draw cosmic power into the physical octave of earth that would compel mankind to behold the truth of this law and beholding, be willing to obey. Precious ones, you have but to observe the people you pass on the street. When you look into the eyes of those life streams who are functioning in such forms of distress and distortion and human creation, and you realize that life has to struggle through that to try to gain its freedom in fulfilling the divine plan, I say to you, the world tonight needs your love and your call for our love to dissolve those conditions and give those life streams another chance to try again to complete the journey through this world that brings the victory of the ascension. The hatreds in the rest of the world have continued so long, my dear ones. The powers of nature are weary with the discord imposed upon them by mankind. And the stress grows greater upon the substance of earth itself if mankind does not take our love and call it into action to prevent what otherwise is inevitable. Love alone can prevent that which otherwise is but the return of mankind's torture of life back into those who have caused it. So will you come with me? And could you listen to the sound that the secret love star sings throughout creation and the tones and the songs that come forth from that magnificent home of God's love? Could you hear that for one full minute? It would be a record in your life stream, never to be forgotten in all eternity. Would you like to experiment with a concert tonight? Would you like to ask as you leave the body to come with me and listen to the music from the love star? Try it. I might escort at least all of you here, if you care to come. And when you hear that sound, remind yourself that is the song of love. That is a song of creation. That is the love of God's life. And you may have it here, because this world must one day too sing to the universe the perfection of God's love and the victory that life entails. The destiny of all is perfection, but it does not need to come through distress. When there is the song of the love of the sacred fire that sounds forever its happiness to life. If there are those of you who care to hear tonight, the sound that comes forth from that planet, Venus, and the other activities of this system of worlds, there are ways and means by which your presence and the ascended host could give you that experience. If you call, I'm quite sure you will be answered. I am, as you say, tipping you off. If you care to take up my invitation, I would like to give you the joy of its experience. But from tonight, precious one, make up your mind if you love the light. Make up your mind if you want your ascension, that you're going to be a being of love, clothed in our flame, of its forgiveness and its obedience, and our momentum of its power, until your own life stream expansion has taken its dominion and your victory goes forth to bless all. There's only one cause for poverty, or limitation, or ill health, or distress, or failure. And it is only the lack of the flame of our love to this. And yet we offer it as freely as the air you breathe. You may use it without limit, without price for the taking. And yet mankind will not hear us. And those who know us of our existence forget a great deal of the time, because the attention goes to the distress of the outer world when it could just as easily as a breath come to us and call in the flame of our love to dissolve that distress. We can but offer God's mighty gift, but we cannot use them for you. If you choose to call and accept our offer, we are happy to help set the earth free. But we've waited so long. We've poured love through the centuries to try to awaken mankind from the sleep of their own desires. And they still become discordant the moment they can't have their own way. People prattle about love, and the moment they can't have their own way, then the opposite injures the atmosphere around them. And the next instant they breathe it back in, and it grows and grows within them to torture the outer self until the demand for love is made with enough intensity and power to forever dismiss the human. You must someday arise to that determination and power of light and demand your victory of our love. You gain your victory by our love, because as yet your own is not strong enough to give it to you. But ours can enfold yours, and then you will know the oneness of life, the oneness of substance, the oneness of energy, and then to your attention, your consciousness may become one with whatever height of attainment you choose to reach up and become one with its knowledge, and then draw it back to assist your fellow man to be free. But your motive must be to release the earth from the shadows that have almost engulfed it completely. If your beloved Saint Germain had not brought forth this work when he did, if you had not responded and built the momentum through your decrees that has been attained by the entire student body throughout the world, I would not want to look upon the planet Earth. But our light, abiding above it all, awaits to give you our love to redeem and purify and perfect that which has so dishonored God's life and energy and substance. Tonight, may I ask each of you to become a love star of my flame and that of the other great ones who direct the activities of the secret love star to the earth. And that if each of you will consider yourselves clothed in a projection of the miracles and victories and powers of our love, you shall know our reality, you shall be blessed by its power, and you shall become its victory in everything you choose to do in the physical world. I can offer no more than the gift of love. It is the greatest thing in the universe and contains all of everything. But it must become a reality for you, a power in action. And everything that needs to be corrected in the physical world should be corrected by the flame of our love. And until it is corrected by the flame of our love, it is not changed permanently. So tonight, as I leave you clothed in the mantle of my love of the ages, on the powers and the victories and the manifestations and wonders and miracles from the secret love star, your world may become the secret love star in full command for you, for your loved one, and you may send forth its flame wherever you choose. Experiment with its power, and the craving in you to wield power shall be satisfied by the revelation of love. In victory supreme that is yours forever, I offer my assistance. I clothe you in my love. I await your call. And may you come with me tonight to enjoy the music that comes from the secret love star. May some of you retain it and bring its joy into the physical octave to bless all until they hear it too and have forgotten any way and means of doing anything except through the flame of our love. Your love is like a plant. Unless it is cared for and watered and given the light from the physical sun, it does not grow. And unless your life streams love is enfolded in ours and expanded and lifted in its momentum to bless the universe around you, it does not grow to perfection. And then the attainment of the ascension. Why do you think the ascended masters have to assist in bringing the life stream over into our octave if their love were not needed to guard? We are the guardian of that which is constructed. Therefore, use our love from tonight as the mightiest reality you have ever contemplated, and you shall begin to feel its powers, its victory, its protection, and its gifts that you can give to others, and then it will be easy to forgive. It will be a joy to obey, and victory and freedom and peace and blessing abound everywhere to assist you. This night, shall I say you are tied to the secret love star? You can be, if you want. You remember the poem of the present. Light tying the earth to the feet of her God. You remember the phrase? I say to you tonight, the flame of my love shall hold you connected to the secret love star and form for you the bridge on which you may come, and once observing and feeling its power, you will return to assist your fellow man to freedom and know the reality of that which I have offered from the love of my heart, from the hearts of those who govern the secret love. May its flame become your world from tonight, that you may accomplish everything that will assist the mighty Saint Germain and the mighty victory in holding the nation free from that which we do not choose to mention. May the flame of our love tie your nation to the victory and the power of Saint Germain's freedom through the love from the secret love star. We seek to assist him and to assist you to the victory to which you must attain if peace is to be yours and happiness allowed to fulfill divine will. The sacred love star is a mighty reality. Come into its great radiance and enjoy the use of its powers to help all life, wherever you move, to be free from human difference. In the love which the great ones asked me to extend to you, I want you to know that the hand of love from those who are your guardians, from those who assist the earth, are ever offering this of which I have spoken. The miracles and manifestations for which you call shall, by the acceptance of our love, become your world of blessing and expansion of those blessings till the earth itself is eternally free. We come at your call and await the opportunity to complete the great victory of freedom to the earth. This night, my mantle of loving flame is yours to wear until it reveals itself to the physical sight of mankind around you. I hope it will not be too long expanding to the point where it is physically visible. I offer it tonight May you wear it and be at peace forever. Then give that peace to others whom you contact. In the power of the secret love star, may you abide and be its victory in full command. Thank you, precious.